In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Time that lead, my guy, Zach Brown. Nice choice this morning.
Thank you.
Any particular reason you chose that as the lead song?
Just feeling extra sentimental this morning. Okay. I just wanted to, make it a nice love song to everybody out there.
Excellent. All right. Well,
for the people.
Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College, coming up at 6:45. So we are getting right to this morning's leads. Hello, Shine.
Hello, Greg. A little hammer the Shine lead for you this morning. We have Thursday Night Football tonight, an AFC East division game, actually. Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills play tonight. Update for you injury-wise for the Miami Dolphins. Raheem Mostert has been labeled as out for this game, which means that Devon Achane is listed to be the number one back heading into this football game. However, he's also listed as questionable. So just like with Monday night with Christian McCaffrey, it's going to be kind of a last-minute thing to find out if Achane plays or not. If he doesn't play, this is going to be a big Tua passing night. Even if he does play, I think you're still going to see a lot of passing out of the Dolphins due to what the Cardinals were able to do to the Bills last week. So I love the Jaylen Waddle receiving yards over of 64.5. And then the other two props I love are on the Bills side. James Cook, over 2.5 receptions. This was my Mary Poppins alert of the week yesterday. I tweeted that one out for you. James Cook has hit this in 7 of his last 10. He's received 3-plus targets in 9 of his last 10 games. So I love this number. I think this number's too low. It should be upwards more of 3.5, 4. So over 2.5 catches for James Cook. And then the Josh Allen rushing yards. Josh Allen, as you saw this past week, is doing everything himself. For the most part, this entire offense runs through Josh Allen, nobody else, and he is not afraid to tuck it and run. I think he ran for 60 some odd yards in the playoff game just a couple weeks ago, or last year, I mean, and even last week ran for 39 yards, I believe it was, and this week's total is only 37.5. So I like the Josh Allen over on rushing as well.
Okay, Sean. And as is the case always with these games, one of these two AFC East teams will be the loser. So should our beloved New England Patriots be able to win this game on Sunday, you will have a leg up on one of your teams in your division.
Yes, unfortunately, though, if it's Miami, you may still be in second place, as Courtney alluded to the other day.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Greg, this morning and every morning, you are in first place.
Oh.
Because, well, not just the latest weekly notwithstanding. Why don't I read about that? The ESPN, ESPN's Don Van Natta wrote a long-form story yesterday about Robert Kraft. Isn't it amazing that despite the fact that the winning has ceased, ESPN still has an entire division dedicated to exposing the Patriots? So within this long-form story, it's really about why Robert Kraft isn't in the Hall of Fame, how deeply he wants to be in the Hall of Fame, and how the sort of political system and motives of those that vote are impacted. Buried within this story is the explanation about the Dynasty docuseries. We all remember Jeff Benedict, Matthew Hamachek coming in here, defending their work as impartial.
Yes.
Greg, you were spot on balls accurate, or dead on balls accurate.
I love when you say that. Say that again.
Greg Hill.
Yes.
Despite all of the inadequacies you present daily, you are right very often. And according to the story, so Stacey James is quoted throughout disputing a lot of these things. I highly suggest you read the whole piece. According to Don Van Natta, the Patriots got $27.5 million for the Dynasty docuseries. And for the rights and all of that, all of their library of footage, everything.
They were in charge of selling the Dynasty series. Therefore, that was their series.
Correct. So okay. Other networks, streaming providers, cable companies vied for it. Apple got the winning bid. And that, to me, of all the things that bother people from this region specifically, doing one thing and saying you're really doing something else. It's okay. People here, I think, believe Robert Kraft should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes,
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I do.
I think, though, Bill Belichick has more to do with it. And I feel like these battles and these power struggles are so strange to me. Like, it was okay to say that the guy that owns a team that won six Super Bowls wanted to work on a project that would be his final legacy, that painted him in a positive light. But the fact that the one thing nobody can talk about at Brady's Roast, the one thing that is beyond the pale, is the personal issue with Robert Kraft. And that, to me, is just, it's okay. I have made a billion mistakes in my life. We all have. It's not like you killed the guy. And I just find the desire to be in preventing him from getting the ultimate entrance into the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton is ironic. And yeah. I feel sorry for him in that I do believe the other owners hate the success that he had and he should be in. But the story does not paint Mr. Kraft in a positive light.
Brilliant businessman, though. You basically did Bill dirty with an entire series on Netflix and got paid $27 million to do it. That's pretty good.
It's crazy.
That's good
pretty,
money.
That's pretty good.
And be able to cover the tab that you had to pay for Brady in his Brady night.
I will say this, though. What's wild to me is it's a really good read, the article, and very interesting. And as Curtis said, Robert Kraft should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. He saved this region. Like the owners that came before him, whether it was Victor Kiam or the Orthwines or even the Sullivans, did not provide decades of success here for their fans. Did not provide a beautiful new stadium for their fans. Mm-hmm. Did not. He belongs in the NFL Hall of Fame for saving this team. Absolutely. But
in life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
The fact that some of those who are voters, what the issue that they have is Spygate, is ridiculous to me.
Right. Crazy.
Like, that's right. Been adjudicated.
Right.
Their issue should be with Roger Goodell, not Robert Kraft. And the other thing is with that specifically, if all of a sudden the Patriots sucked, then you would have a point. In other words, it's like Michigan last year. If the second the signs were no longer coming in, they got blown out by Alabama in the semifinal, then you could say it was all nonsense. But the Patriots won more after.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you. Great lead. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Quick lead for me this morning. Bill O'Brien, I've talked extensively about how much I love him and how excited I am that he is the leader of the BC Eagles this season and hopefully for many seasons to come. He had media availability yesterday, and he was asked a very silly question ahead of their biggest game to date against Mizzou. Here's how that went down.
Every day they'll be ready to go, but it'll be a big challenge for us.
Coach, the week after this, you guys got Michigan State now.
Don't worry about Michigan State.
At 8 p.m.
Just only thinking about Missouri. Appreciate the question, but only thinking about Missouri.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. If that was Halfley, if that was Adazio, if that was Spaz, they would have done like 10 minutes on, you know, 2 weeks from now when they've got a number six Mizzou ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien is treating this team like a professional program, yeah. And that is what we needed. We needed a hard ass mm-hmm. who came in and told these guys to shape up.
Yeah.
And the way that he's handling the media and the actual players and the fans is chef's kiss. Bill O'Brien is going to be the key to this season, and I'm just jazzed for Saturday.
All right. It's a big test.
He is focused only on this week.
Correct, as he should be.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Giant.
Where did he learn that from?
That would be Bill Belichick.
All right.
That would be Bill.
Wiggy, hello.
Good morning. I will say, I had a long night last night.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
We,
Wait a minute. You didn't let your night job interfere
no,
with
no,
your
No, 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 no. I just had a
little,
no, I had a little backup.
I saw you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like you were having some drinks. In the North End.
Good-ass drinks at Wicked Craft.
Oh,
I don't know if you've ever been there in the North End.
Okay.
That was the ESPN story.
The sliders over there, they have like these Hawaiian teriyaki sliders.
Really?
Woo!
How many of those you put down?
Nah, I only put down one of those, and I only put down one macaroni and cheese bites.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
You just made it plural.
Bite. Well, that's what they bring. They come out as a group, macaroni and cheese bites. They don't just bring out one. And shout out to my boy C-Money was out there. You know, I'm still trying to figure out the North End politics, you know?
I see. What are you trying to figure out?
Well, you know where to go, where not to go. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's tough times nowadays.
You just have to know Frank and Nikki. That's it.
I do know Frank and Nikki.
All right. Well,
but I'm meeting other people.
Well, just tell everybody you know Frank and Nikki. You'll be all set. Okay.
Well, here's my lead really quick. It is an absolute shame. Yeah, there I am on IG, so go give your boy a follow with the macaroni and cheese bites.
You got to give your handle.
JWiggs85.
Nice.
It ain't changed. My boy C-Money in a bat. Another Eastie, he went to EC and graduate, but, you know, he's
looks
an Eastie
like,
product.
Looks like the two of you are out there stag. I don't see any ladies.
No, we were out there for...
Where's Mrs. Wiggins?
She went to the Thames concert at Aganis Arena.
Oh.
So she went there and then she
Does
came...
Did she know you were going out with the fellas?
Yeah, and then she came over afterwards.
Oh.
Her cousin's in town. So here's my lead. It's an absolute joke and it's disgusting that we are even having this conversation that Robert Kraft is not in the Hall of Fame. It is the dumbest thing ever. There are, I believe I want to say 16 owners that are in. You know, Pat Bowlen, Al Davis, some of these owners that are in, Jerry Jones. When you start to look at what they've done, they've all accomplished things in the NFL, those owners. But Robert Kraft has accomplished just as much, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about...
When it comes to winning, clearly.
Yeah, when it comes to winning, like, right? That's what the owner doesn't have, like, a massive on-field impact. But it's about the coach he hires and all that stuff. So if you look at the owners that are in the NFL Hall of Fame, he has done more than all of them because he has more chips.
Who are the two most successful franchises in the history of the NFL?
I would say the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh. I was going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Cowboys.
Okay. I would say Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you just look at value, America's team.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant based on winning.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones is in. Robert Kraft should be in.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems basic to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, it's the stupidest thing ever. I don't know what the hell. I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday, and they were like, well, you know. They didn't really, like, it was no big deal. I think it's a massive deal.
All right, Wiggy, great lead.
You got it.
Unfortunately, because of Bill O'Brien, I will have to get to my lead after 7.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Can we get a little tickle tease?
You can. Yesterday, America received an apology of sorts from an NFL player. And I can't wait to hear what you say about it. So we'll get to that. During my lead coming up at 7, but the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, is next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.